Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Lynette, and I have the privilege today of reading Sharon Chapman's devotional titled, The Doctor Will See You Now. When I was about 8 years old, I fell on broken glass and cut my leg badly. My dad picked me up, wrapped a towel around the wound, and rushed me to a crowded waiting room in the doctor's office. He sat down without explaining the injury to the receptionist. When blood began to soak through the towel, the receptionist noticed and took me to see the doctor immediately. The doctor cleaned and stitched up the wound while Dad held my hand to comfort and encourage me. Dad knew where to take me to get help. When he saw how afraid and anxious I was, he stayed with me to encourage me and give me hope. The receptionist saw the urgency of my situation, and she knew the only one who could heal me was the doctor. Both Dad and the receptionist brought me where I needed to be. Jesus invites people to come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, in Matthew 11:28. What about people who don't know how to come to Jesus or won't come to Jesus without someone to comfort and encourage them? A person who needs someone to actually bring them to Jesus. Have you ever brought someone to a place where they knew they could find healing? What about healing for wounds that are not outwardly apparent? Wounds that are revealed through a person's attitudes and actions, like the blood that leaked through the towel on my leg. What about the person who needs to be lifted out of the mess of their past life? Someone who needs to have feet set on a rock and given a firm place upon which to stand, a fresh way to start life over. A person who might need you to bring them to Jesus. Just as my dad knew without a doubt that a doctor was the only one who could repair the cut on my leg, I know that Jesus is the only one who can heal, repair, and restore a damaged, wearied, and burdened soul. Just as my dad and the receptionist both had faith in the doctor's ability to heal me, I have faith that Jesus has the power to heal others. Will you love someone enough to bring them to Jesus for healing and restoration? Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.